Chapter 14. Lexi fidgeted with the spatula, keeping one eye on the clock. It was almost time for the taping to begin, which meant she would have only a few minutes to get into Westmore's office. "You're sure you'll be able to finish this stuff up?" she asked Cassie for what seemed like the 20th time.
"Sure, there's not much left. If you don't get back by the time I see the judges come around, I'll put the sugar sculptures on top and make an excuse for you."
"Okay, I think it's time for me to go." Lexi felt her stomach roll as she stood up.
"Good luck,"
Cassie whispered. Lexi squinted, looking down the long aisle toward the back of the stadium, where she could see the crew setting up the cameras for the initial taping. Satisfying herself that Westmore was among them, she turned, hurrying in the direction of his office. Slipping inside, she crossed to the filing cabinet. It had been locked when she had come here at night. She crossed her fingers, hoping Westmore kept it unlocked during the daytime hours. Her heart pounded in her ears as she took the little black book from her back pocket. Holding her breath, she tried the top drawer. It slid open, and she let her breath out in a big whoosh. Now, if she only knew what she was looking for. Lexi rifled through the folders, trying to find anything that looked like an accounting ledger. She wanted to compare what was on the actual ledgers to the few entries from the black book that Ida had deciphered for her. The first drawer didn't have what she was looking for. She moved to the second. Inside, an accounting ledger caught her eye. She pulled it out. Running her fingers down the side, she looked for a matching date. Bingo. Comparing the numbers next to the date in the ledger with the numbers in the black book, she could see they were different. Surely that must mean... Her thoughts were interrupted by a noise in the hall. She shoved the ledger back in the drawer, rammed the drawer shut, and spun around just in time to see the doorknob turning. Lexi felt her legs go weak as she watched the door open. Evan Westmore stepped into the room. She watched his mouth drop open and his eyes go wide when he noticed her standing there. They stared at each other in stunned silence for a long second.
"What are you doing here?"
he demanded. Lexi felt dizzy, her mind spinning to come up with an excuse for her presence in his office.
"Someone said I could find the challenge enrollment forms in here," she blurted out the first thing she could think of.
Westmore's eyes narrowed.
"Who said that?"
He took a step toward her. She shuffled sideways around the desk, holding the black book behind her.
"One of the other bakers," she stuttered.
Westmore looked at the filing cabinet she had been leaning her back against.
"Did you find them?"
He moved toward her again, and she backed farther behind the desk.
"No."
"What do you have behind your back?"
Lexi felt a jolt of electricity pierce her heart. She slipped the black book into her back pocket.
"Nothing."
She spread her hands at her sides. Westmore's eyes narrowed.
"You've been checking up on me, haven't you?"
"No,"
Lexi lied. Looking down at the desk, her eyes caught the notepaper she had noticed on her previous trip to his office. Suddenly, she remembered Jake telling her about the expensive paper that was clutched in Saunders's hand. Specialty paper, just like the notepaper she was looking at. Lexi felt everything click in place like the pieces of a puzzle. The book with coded numbers and dates. The expensive items in Westmore's office. The expensive clothing Saunders had been buying, the specialty paper. Westmore and Saunders weren't lovers. They were pulling some sort of embezzlement scam on the bakery battles contest. Lexi felt a jolt of panic. Westmore was the murderer. She knew she had to get away, but her legs felt like lead. She edged around the desk toward the door, praying the look on her face didn't give away the fact that she had figured out what Westmore had done. Westmore moved between her and the door.
The twisted grimace on his face and evil gleam in his eyes made her stomach plummet. Westmore already knew. She had figured it out.
Nick reached across her desk to grab the manila folder filled with information they had gathered on Westmore. She pursed her lips, leafing through the papers.
"See if you can get a list of Westmore's purchases and bank account transactions," she said without looking up.
"And hurry," she called after Jake as he ran off to do her bidding.
Nick stared out the window, her mind racing. Westmore had a shady past. He was in the stadium when Saunders was murdered, but so were a lot of other people. Corinne claimed to have seen him the night the cake was sabotaged. Most importantly, Amanda Scott Saunders had been clutching a piece of paper Westmore had purchased at the time of her death. She tapped her fingernails impatiently on the desk.
Where was Ryan with that bank account report? If her theory proved true, then it was a safe bet Westmore was the killer, and she didn't want to waste any time bringing him in.
Out of the corner of her eye, she saw Jake rushing across the squad room, a long piece of paper in his hand. She stood to greet him.
"Check this out. He's made some pretty big deposits over the past few weeks."
Jake shoved the paper in front of her. Nick scanned the bank account summary.
"He certainly has. Much more than his salary would account for."
"This proves my theory. Westmore was embezzling money from the bakery battles competition."
"But why kill Saunders?"
Jake asked. Nick bit the inside of her cheek.
"Well, we don't have any proof that he did kill her. But my gut instinct says he did. Maybe she was in on it with him and he wanted to get her out of the way so he could have all the money. Or maybe she caught him at it."
"What about Connors and Baker?"
"Hard to tell how many people were involved."
"Speaking of Baker, have Stiles and McManus checked in yet?" As if on cue, a small two-way radio attached to Jake's belt squawked.
"Ryan, you there?"
A distorted voice sounded from the radio. Jake plucked it from his belt, pressing the button on the side.
"Yep." "The subject is on the move. Went to Westmore's office about 5 minutes ago. Several minutes later, Westmore met her there."
Nick felt her heart freeze. She looked at Jake.
"A rendezvous? Maybe Ms. Baker was in on it with Westmore. They could have been fixing the contest for her to win. Maybe they framed Corinne Connors to get her disqualified and chased Pierce off,"
Jake said.
"It could be that. Or Ms. Baker could be doing some amateur sleuthing, which could prove to be fatal. Either way, we better get to Westmore's office pronto. Have Stiles and McManus meet us there."
Nick grabbed two bulletproof vests from the hooks on the wall and tossed one to Jake. Shrugging her arms through the vest, she watched Jake wrestle with his while issuing the order to the other detectives through the two-way radio. Then she grabbed her gun and ran to the car. Jake jumped in beside her and they sped off, sirens blaring, toward Bakery Battles Stadium. Lexi felt dizzy. She grabbed the edge of the desk for stability. She had to stall Westmore, keep him talking until she could figure out how to get past him to the door.
"I had a feeling you were on to me. Too bad you didn't heed my warning,"
Westmore sneered, taking a step toward her. "Warning? The cake. I tried to warn you off, but you couldn't stop meddling, could you?" Meddling? There was that word again. Lexi straightened her back, her cheeks growing pink with anger. "You ruined my cake?" Westmore laughed.
"Too bad it didn't get you kicked out of the competition, but you won't be in it much longer anyway."
Lexi kept her eyes on Westmore, feeling along the desk for something sharp. Where was a good old-fashioned letter opener when you needed one? "But why?" Lexi could feel the twitch in her eye start up and squeezed her eyes shut to try to stop it. When she opened them, Westmore was almost beside her.
"You were getting too close to the truth. It could ruin me, and I can't let that happen.
Truth? Maybe if she played dumb, he'd let her go.
Don't play dumb. I know you took my black book, the one with my second set of numbers. In fact, I bet that's what you are hiding behind your back.
He lunged forward. Grabbing her arm roughly, he shoved his hand into her back pocket and pulled out the book.
I knew it.
He seemed almost gleeful. So, you were embezzling money? Lexi tried to twist her arm free, but Westmore was surprisingly strong for a wimpy-looking guy.
That's right.
And Saunders was in on it with you. You killed her so you could have all the money to yourself. Westmore laughed.
That bitch. She wasn't in on it. She was blackmailing me. Demanding money every week. She was bleeding me dry. That morning, I met her with a payoff. She was so smug. I just couldn't let her continue. I handed her the money, but when she turned to leave, I grabbed an apron from the hook and choked the life out of her. Then I took my envelope of money from her, shoved her body under the shelving, turned down the thermostat, and left.
Lexi's eyes went wide. The scrap of paper in Saunders' hand was from an envelope, not a piece of paper. That's why it was so cold in the freezer. You knew the body wouldn't smell, she said. Westmore sneered. But why did you use my apron to kill her?
That was just coincidence. I merely grabbed the closest one. Of course, I had no idea it would cause you to continuously stick your nose in where it doesn't belong.
Westmore tightened his grip on her arm. His eyes looked past her at something on the wall.
If it wasn't for your meddling, the body might not have been discovered until the contest was over. And now, unfortunately, I'm going to have to kill you too.
He reached past her, grabbing a necktie hanging on the wall. Lexi pulled back and kicked out. She heard him grunt as her steel-toed stilettos connected with his shin. His grip loosened enough for her to wriggle away. She turned to run. Pain exploded in her head as he grabbed her ponytail, yanking her back toward him and leaving her neck exposed. He threw the tie around her neck, wrapped both ends tightly in his hands, and pulled. Lexi felt like her esophagus was being crushed. She clutched at the fabric around her neck, her vision going gray around the edges. She heard a big bang just as she was beginning to black out, and wondered if that was what death sounded like.
Let go of her, Westmore.
Lexi figured she must have gone to hell when she heard the voice of Detective Nick Stone blaring in her ears. She felt the tightness loosen around her neck as she dropped to the floor. She inhaled a big gulp of air and opened her eyes. The room had burst into a hive of activity. Nick Stone had Westmore up against the wall. Two police officers were inspecting the office. Jake Ryan scrambled to her side.
Are you okay?
He asked. Lexi's hands went to her raw, bruised throat. I think so. The words came out in a croak. Jake helped her up as they watched Nick roughly handcuff Westmore and hand him over to Stiles and McManus, who escorted him out the door. Lexi felt a quiver of fear as Stone fixed her with an angry glare.
You're okay?
Lexi nodded.
What did you think you were doing coming in here?
Stone demanded. Lexi swallowed. I suspected Westmore was embezzling money. She pointed to the black book on the top of the desk. That book has coded transactions, a second set of books for accounting. Nick raised an eyebrow.
And you thought you would come here and catch him all by yourself?
Lexi felt her cheeks burn. It did sound kind of stupid now that she thought about it. I just wanted to find more proof to show you. I thought I could compare the ledgers in the filing cabinet and find out for sure. Nick sighed.
Well, you did do one thing for us.
You let us catch him in the act of trying to kill you.
How did you guys know I was in here?
Lexi wrinkled her brow, marveling at the precise timing. A few minutes later and she would have been a goner.
We had Stiles and McManus following you. But we might not have been here if Connors didn't raise my suspicions by telling me that she saw Westmore the night your cake was sabotaged.
Lexi felt her eyes grow wide.
So, Corinne had nothing to do with this?
Nick shook her head.
We don't think so.
Lexi looked at her watch.
Oh no, the contest. I have to get back. The cupcake challenge has already started.
Lexi shook off Jake's hand, which was still resting on her arm, and bolted out of the room. As she ran down the hall, she could hear Nick yelling after her.
Wait, we still have some questions for you.